Like to call to order a special call meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. We have one item on our agenda which deals with the Oak Ridge School's COVID procedures, which will be a revised edition effective May 17th, 2021, if approved by this board. Dr. Borchers, I'll turn it over to you to review that for the board and then see if there are any questions the board might have in regard to this change.
All right, I'll start with, I recommend approval of the update to the COVID procedures. I think what I'll do is, these have been shared with the board, go through what we're recommending as an administrative team, in regard to masks. Obviously, it's a topic of discussion. It's been a topic of discussion since last July, and it's so odd to be here in May 17th talking about this again. But I'm going to quickly go through these points of what we're recommending, and then I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman. First, masks would continue to be worn through the end of this current school year, which would be May 28th. Students will be allowed to remove masks when they're outside for recess or other activities. Beginning with summer activities, wearing masks will be optional for students and faculty, including learning camps, but we will still utilize social distancing as much as possible. We will have fewer students this summer. We build the social distance as much as possible. Beginning with the start of school in July, the hope is that masks can remain optional and we can go back to allowing visitors. Proof of vaccination will not be required. And then finally, should active cases start to be a concern, we always have the ability to change course at any time. So the major highlights here would be wearing masks through the end of the school year, which is May 28th, allowing students when they're outside currently these last couple of weeks to take their mask off, and then to have them remove masks or mask optional for summer school.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, I will entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Any additional comments, Dr. Borchers?
We've just been watching a lot of information, like all of us have. I'm privy to a superintendent listserv that talked about this topic, and this is not out of line with the recommendations being made by other school districts across the state. And Mr. Lay also has gotten feedback from all of our principals, and I believe that this would be a supportive recommendation.
Comments or questions from the board? Ms. McLean.
I just checked, and the research says that Anderson County has 36% of our residents have gotten a vaccine. So I employ everyone to get their vaccine. It's available readily, so we cannot have to wear a mask in the fall.
And I should add, Mr. Feller, I'm sorry, and I want to check with Mr. Lay. I know we had zero staff active cases at this point. We had zero student cases. Are we still at zero, Mr. Lay? Okay, so we're at zero and zero currently.
And kind of on the topic, but this would be a good point to put in some information about the vaccination possibility for students, if you want to do that.
Yes, sir. On June the 4th and June the 25th, starting at 9:00 in the morning, we have partnered with the Anderson County Health Department. They will be at the Oak Ridge High School Wildcat Arena. And anyone who is 12 years of age or older, they are eligible to get a vaccine. We are asking, you can go to our website, you can click on the COVID, on the student vaccine button, and basically when you click on that, you will get an informational sheet about COVID-19 and the vaccine. You will also get a consent form. So we ask that parents would go ahead and complete that consent form, sign it, and send it back to your school. It tells you who to turn that into at our two middle schools and our high school, or you may email that directly to Madison Branham, who is our nursing coordinator supervisor, and basically we will have that on file. We're asking for that in advance primarily so that the Anderson County Health Department will have a good idea of how much vaccine they need to bring with them, because this is the Pfizer, and once it's unthawed, you cannot refreeze that. So once again, and we will be sending out an email on the 3rd and on the 24th, basically saying how late the clinic will be open. The only reason we have not given an ending time at this time is because we're not sure how many participants will be participating. So, and then we'll also say if a person has not sent us the consent form ahead of time, that's not the best scenario for us, but once again, we will not turn those individuals away. All right, so once again, June the 4th and June the 25th, Oak Ridge High School, Wildcat Arena, 9:00 in the morning.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of the Oak Ridge School's COVID procedures update. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We will adjourn this special call meeting and return briefly to conduct business on our budget, where we'll review the budget and our expenditure section line item by line item. We stand adjourned.